Hey, it's Brent with Switch to Solar here in San Marcos, California, and I want to jump into a topic that's real quite simple. I'll keep it, or actually it can be quite complex, but I'm going to keep it simple. One, because I don't want to get into the details of it. I couldn't explain it to you. I'm not an electrician. But two is most of the people we work with don't want to even know how. They just want to understand solar and what, and that topic is this. How does all this stuff get on my home? What's included? Like what are they putting on my home when they install it? And there's three things. There's one, the solar panels. There's two, the inverter. And there's three, the conduit. The conduit is the wiring stuff, okay? So let me break that down for you and just help you understand how they all work together. So let's say you just enrolled in solar. You're all good to go. The permits are in. And you're like, hey, it's time to install. Install date comes up. The installation team shows up to your home and they get to work. They're going to have those three things with them and some tools, of course, to install all of that. They're going to get on your roof and they're going to get going with. Now, whether they do it in this order, by the way, I'm not an installer, okay? So I'm not going to explain that process, but I want to help you understand what you're going to end up with. So solar panels go on your roof and they will put them in the array. The array is like the design or the layout, okay, of how it was presented to you. So by the way, when you first get solar, enroll in solar, you're going to have a design that you agree to and that the city agrees to, and you get permits for it and stuff. So that is what needs to be installed on your home. You can't just switch it all together when you're at the house. Now they will move it inches if they need to around different things, but as long as it is according to the design plan that you've said yes to, okay, and the city said yes to. All right, so they put the panels on there and they have different equipment to get the panels attached to your roof safely, securely, secure from leaks and all that fun stuff. I mean, at this point, there shouldn't be any company out there that doesn't have warranties and insurance that come with installing this on your roof. Every company we work with, all of our installation partners do that. And they all, I mean, they have varying warranties and insurance plans, but they all work. So you should feel safe that way. If there was ever any leak caused by that, they would take care of it and take care of the damage from that. Now, I've yet to even see something like that. It doesn't mean there hasn't been something out there if you searched, but it does mean it's very rare that something happens when they install these panels on your roof, okay? So that's one. That takes care of the panels. Now, two, I said this word inverter. I'm going to use the word converter for a second, okay? It's really called an inverter, but really its job is to convert power from the sun puts it into the panels. The panels bring it into this inverter. The inverter's job is to convert it into an energy that your home uses. And that's called AC to DC, like the old school band Rock and Roll Baby. So AC-DC. AC comes in to the panels or is generated. And then DC is the output once it comes out of the inverter. Okay, so that's the inverter. That's the box on the side of your home they put on there. It'll be close to your electrical panel that's already existing. And essentially that power comes through and goes to your inverter. That inverter converts it to DC power. You're set. All right, that's the second thing. And then the third thing is the simple thing. That's conduit. That's wiring. That, in fact, that goes in between your panels and the inverter, right? So that's how they're connected. That's how the energy goes from your panels to the inverter is the wiring. And the conduit's just a fancy word to say it's the piping that all the wires travel through, okay? So sometimes, but real quick side notes, quick tip, they have, if possible, they'll do what's called an attic run, which means they run the conduit through your attic. And not every home is equipped to do this, but sometimes that's a good idea depending on the design and layout. And they'll tell you, any good solar company is going to tell you if that's a better idea, but certainly you can ask for it. And it really reduces the conduit running on your home, on the side of your home, sometimes on your roof and so on. Not required, but it is helpful for aesthetics sometimes if you're picky that way or if you just don't like it where the conduit might run if they didn't do an attic run, okay? So attic run or just standard run of conduit. So again, three things. Anytime you are choosing to say, hey, I want to make the switch to solar, you're going to have some panels, you know you're going to have an inverter on the side of your home, and you're going to have some conduit or the wiring running. And that's it. I mean, it's pretty simple setup. Sounds almost too good to be true, where like, what, really? Why is it so expensive or seem expensive and all that fun stuff? Well, that's a whole nother story. that's a whole nother thing. It's like anything on your home. A lot of people ask, well, I just want to do this myself. Well, okay, that's fine if you're an electrician. So like, if you think about it too, it's kind of funny. A lot of people who are handy, like can lay sheetrock or I've seen both men, women, and even children, like teenagers, know how to do a lot of home projects, right? The one thing that almost every one of them subcontracts out, unless they have a history in it, is electrician or electricity because it's so dangerous. Like, that's not good. It starts fires, might shock you to death, or just very bad. So this is not something that's just a DIY, get up there and connect everything and do it yourself, especially if you're drilling holes into your roof as well. So that's why solar is definitely, you want to hire professionals. You want that, I mean, solar installation companies are everywhere. There's thousands of them and there's a reason, right? You have to be an expert at doing something like that. So it's pretty interesting. It's a simple, I know it's a complex process when there's really just three basic pieces that go to a solar system, but to get it done and get it done right, it does take an expertise. So hopefully this is helpful. I know this is a shorter episode today, but wanted to give you the breakdown of how all that works together.